And opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Today is, well, before that, I'm Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6, and we have a live show for you today. Today is August the 22nd, 2017. We're live and back on air today. Just want to thank you all for being a part of the show, being a part of the family, and greatly, greatly appreciate you all and missed you all for the week from Tuesday to today that we took off. Some well-needed rest, hung out and did some things and did a lot of work and didn't get a lot of stuff accomplished. So, hey, just glad to be back on air, and we are live from today. And just a little quick update before we get going in today's show. There will be no BTR news. Scotty's not going to have a BTR news tonight. You know, Scotty's dealing with injuring his back, and so he's going to be recovering from that. And also, I didn't, you know, over the weekend I was totally off the grid. So I'm looking forward to hearing the show from Washington, D.C. That Scotty was able to make in spite of re-injuring or tweaking his back or having back spasms. And if anybody has ever had back problems, I know I have. It's a debilitating thing, and Scotty's had it pretty bad. But, you know, we all know the trooper that Scotty is. And so he's on the mend and going to be treating himself. So later on tonight, what's in the new, no BTR news after Tando Radio Show. But the abolition rally in Washington, D.C. was a great success, and I just want to thank all of you that participated and gave some of your financial energy to ensure that Scotty and Max were able to make it there. And thank you, thank you, thank you. And then Prosperity Mint, we're going to have the raffle for what Prosperity Mint is going to be giving away to one of the donors, excluding myself. So looking forward to that. Scotty's put some stuff together, and we're going to try to do it on Financial Friday. And then we'll get that off to the winner that comes up from the raffle that Scotty and I will be doing. So we'll be doing that later this week, if not this week, next week, depending on how things go. So once again, thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. And before we get into the show, everyone continue to support BTR community, Black Talk Radio Network. My man Scotty just queued up. I guess he wanted to chime in real quick. Hey, Scotty, what's going on?
Hey, I'm doing good, and so I just want to thank you and Prosperity Mint for partnering with us on this fundraiser, which was a big success, actually, considering, and I kind of did it on purpose, Dave. We knew months in advance about this abolitionist historic event that was going to be held in Washington, D.C. But sometimes, though, you know, you want to give people a sense of urgency, and slavery is urgent. So I kind of waited till August, knowing we would only have 19 days or so to raise the money. And I mean, we were able to hit our target goal within, I would say, 3 to 4 days at the most. And that was a that was a combination of just longtime Black Talk Media Project supporters giving, chipping in here, chipping in there, abolitionists who really believe in a cause, you know, plunking down 100 here, 500 there, you know, or whether it was people getting a BTR community membership for 1 year. And of course, you know, the chance to win a gift, a surprise gift from Prosperity Mint, you know, in the raffle, which, like as you mentioned, we'll hold it later. So I just want to thank everybody. A lot of individuals collaborated behind the scenes, out there on the ground, to make this a successful event. So I just want to thank everyone who was involved.
Definitely. And thank you, Scotty. Thank Max for what you guys do. We greatly, greatly appreciated you all. One of the listeners, I got to see one of the listeners. I don't want to say the listener's name. And they were all on me and said, yeah, man, I was calling all my friends. Hey, you better donate and give to Scotty and Max going to Washington, D.C. It's just so good, you know, what it is that we have, the relationships that we have with one another, because that's what's really going to take for us to get to where we want to be. It's going to take hard work, it's going to take dedication, it's going to take perseverance, and it's going to take a sense of urgency, because without that sense of urgency, what I know one thing about the human spirit is that it's relentless. It usually won't do anything until it absolutely has to, but sometimes at that moment that becomes entirely too late. So you know, we could do so much more by being establishing a habit of being diligent and doing things way before, and you're able to build so much more. So thank you, Scotty, and looking forward to hearing the show and doing other things in the future. I can't wait to meet Scotty. Can't wait to meet a lot of you guys. Can't wait to hold our own event as we start to facilitate controlling our own county. All of us living in the same counties, even though they may be in different parts of the country, but establishing a brother and sisterhood state ties, and having our own counties and having our own sovereignty. And that is going to definitely happen. I hope that all of us will be there, but I know that maybe it will only be a few, but some will get in. So hope that will be a part of you and your legacy as well. So, and this is where we do it all. This is centralized right here at Black Talk Radio Network. So everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. You can do that by going to its website, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And once you're there, you can look on the you'll see the donation prompt with the green holding hands. Just click that, and that will lead you into where you can get some of your financial energy to support this network, because this network is only supported by you. And it was created for you, your demographics, your issues, your Black Talk Radio Network. Also, you can support the network by being engaged and being a member in its social media network known as BTR Community. BTR Community is a social media outlet that Scotty is in BTR Community put together. It was a while back. I told Scotty, I said, man, got to get off of Facebook and we got to do something, Scotty. And Scotty says, you right. Give me some time. I got a couple of projects. I'll build something. And boom, Scotty built BTR Community. And that is where we are. It's the only place that I post. So if you would like to be a part of that, you could do that by going to www.btrcommunity, or you could go to the website for Black Talk Radio Network, and you'll see the capital B with the black background that's there. Click on that, and that will lead you into how you can become a member. Membership is $24 a year, and with that $24 a year subscription, you will be able to engage in all of the social media activities that you normally do engage with, but without being as adversely affected or your identity being sold to anyone. And this is a holistic place where you can go and resonate with individuals that can build and establish a sense of community with you. So come on over to BTR Community. It's the only place that I post. Don't do any of the other ones because of the adversities that are tied to them. And so definitely. And, you know, we're going to have a very, very important show Thursday. We're going to have a show. I'm going to play some stuff for you guys that I think that you really, really need to hear, and it'll be beneficial to you all. So we're going to do that on Thursday. It has a lot to do with social media and the overall advertisement and propaganda and that, and why that is so powerful and what it really tries to do. And there's a methodology to it all. And we have to have our own methodology to prosperity instead of being schooled into poverty. So very, very important. So much for us to catch up on, so much for us to start with. So we're just going to do the very best that we possibly can. If you'd like to get in on the conversation today, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Before we get going, I talked to my sister, Kim Melikon, this afternoon, and I said that over my time off, we're going to start the petition, and well, I've started the petition as far as structuring it. I sent one portion over it to Kim. Kim is going to take a look at it with her and her staff and her helpers, and definitely for those of you that have already reached out to her and established a relationship with her, ask her about it, and she'll definitely be more than happy, I'm pretty sure, to share with you or to get your input on it all. A petition doesn't have to be long, and we don't want to say too much other than just to give the synopsis of why we're doing what we're doing, get the support, and then build it from there. So we're going to get with Scotty. Scotty, I'm going to send it to you, the portion, the portion that I wrote, and Kim is going to, and then when she gives me, I'll give it to you as well so that you can see if it needs something to go in it see in it as well.
Yeah, I can be more involved in that with the abolitionist rally, you know, in the rear view right now. But actually, while I was there, we were able to rent a house in D.C. over the weekend where we was breaking bread and strategizing with abolitionists from all over the country. And one of the activists said to me that she agrees with GIA, gender identity accountability, is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And she agrees mm-hmm. with that, and she was recently convinced because, you know, she's a human rights activist, and she correctly believes they do have human rights, but at the same time they can't violate the rights of others. She said that she was persuaded and she agreed that they should disclose. And we talked about, you know, she was like, but then, you know, that could be dangerous. And she agreed, though, you can do that over the phone. You can do that over email, over online. Take another person with you. Meet in a public place if you're going to disclose, but you must disclose. So that was quite interesting that, you know, this activist from Ohio brought that up to me. Apparently she listens to the network.
Yeah. And it's something that, and I thank you, Scotty, for keeping that campaign on the forefront. We're going to be expanding. We're going to be doing more here. And so I'm looking forward to collaborating with a lot of you all on this effort and getting it out because, it's something that we definitely, definitely do. And then as soon as Kim gives me the okay, before we give the petition out to be handed out and to get signatures and everything, we'll get everyone's input. We'll have another show with Kim and everyone else. So I'm looking forward to working with you, Scotty, on this and everything else because I definitely think it's so, so needed. So just to give you all the update. All right. So with that, let's jump into – oh, before I do that, everyone, continue to support. Let me pull up real quick. Let me get into – oops. It's a couple of things that are on the agenda. Please continue to support my man, Michael Emmanuel. And you could do that to the GoFundMe campaign. Michael is recovering from his chemotherapy from germ cell cancer. And Michael's mom, Jada, who calls, has sent me a picture of Michael, how well he's doing, looking good, young man. And so would definitely ask that you all continue to get whatever it is that you can so that this family can get some of the necessary items to help Michael to fully recover and to help his body detox from that. And you could do that by going to the crowdfunding campaign and is crowdfunding. Let me see. I knew it. Oh man, what is it? It's GoFundMe. Sorry about that. It's www.gofundme.com/SamUnionYankee5P-3500. And I'm going to repost that inside of Tando Radio Show. Please, everyone, continue to support this young man in his overall recovery and with the proper diet and the proper nutrients and the proper love and support, his overall ability to fight off and to stay into remission and to detox himself from the chemo is very, very strong, and that's what we're looking to do. So it's there, the GoFundMe for my man Michael Emmanuel. So definitely check that out. Also, if you would like to save as a king or a queen or as a lady or a gentleman and not to save as a slave, even though everyone that you know and everyone I know is paid as a slave. The wage of a king and a queen is gold. The wage of a lady and a gentleman is silver. And the wage of a slave is debt. And that's what we get most of all get paid in debt. They get paid as a slave's wage, and that is debt. But you don't have to save that way. You could go to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint.com. Check out what's in inventory there. Then email info@prosperitymint.com, so someone can explain to you the buying process. Very, very important that you know the buying process, even though you may have done, just please do that for your benefit, okay? Also, if you would like to be part of our cryptocurrency trading with cryptocurrency at rcryptocurrency.com, that's rcryptocurrency.com. You could do that by going to that rcryptocurrency.com and being a part of the trading platform that we have with TradeCoin Club. Is doing very, very well for me. And those of you that are in it, we didn't have a meeting last night. Or last week, vacation, y'all. Y'all understand that. I know y'all was still like, yo, where you at? Where you at? Where you at? I was on vacation. So, but hey, we will do it 15 minutes after Tando Radio Show tonight. We will have that, and we will jump that off. So, looking forward to that. Another thing, a couple of people have definitely hit me up about. Oh, I forgot the other thing. A couple of people hit me up about family trust and foundations, wanting to know that and controlling your wealth. Well, there is a seminar that's coming up, and the seminar is going to, you need to secure your space, and it's going to be with Legacy Management Group. Legacy Management Group is going to have a, and I posted it inside of Tando Radio Shows, Legacy Management Group, Structuring Your Family Legacy is going to be September the 23rd to the 24th here in Dallas-Fort Worth. It's $350 per person. And if you need more information, just click on that link from Legacy Management Group that's there, and that's going to be the 24th and 25th. I will be speaking there on Saturday. We will be working with a lot of the people, and it is going to be a diverse group of people from all over. And because of the information is just that good, we'd love to see you all there. It's $350 per person. Just click on that link that's there, and that will take you into how you can register for that. Well worth it. That's the Structuring Your Family Legacy. That's where you structure your foundation, your trust, and things of that nature, and why it's so important. And you want to do it correctly. If you do it wrong, you could be in major, major, have a bad, very bad situation, and you don't want to do this wrong. Get it from people that have known and have been doing it for a while. I just give a lot of I cursory talk about it here on Tando because you really is something that needs to be in a private setting in a group private setting than in a private setting. The individuals that do this are phenomenal people. I know them personally. I am involved in them very extensively with this, and it's very, very important. Some of you that came down in March were able to meet some of one of the individuals, the key individual, and you were wowed by the presentation, and you can you know the sincerity of it all from meeting the individual. And to me, this individual is the best individual in the country with this, and phenomenal brother, and is very, very well researched and aware, and will lead you in the right direction. This is what you need, definitely. So come on down to Dallas, it's going to be September the 23rd and 24th, okay? All right, and then let me see what else. Also, I will, for those of you that my man Michael Emmanuel, some of the things that, that was necessary for him to get some the proper nutrients for his body. And you heard Jada talk about some of the stuff that we were able to send Michael Emmanuel. The stuff is phenomenal. And I'm going to have a presentation for those of you. Just before I went on vacation, a bunch of you had reached out to me and said, "Hey, David, what was that stuff?" I will get some of those trace minerals that are available for you. And let me tell you that Michael isn't the only one. There's been many a people. And so we will put that presentation for you together. I'm getting back in the swing. So you can reach out. You can text me, 951-790-8330. And then I'm going to have a format for that presentation since we're back in the swing of things and need to get going. You definitely, it doesn't matter who you are, this is something that you should be engaging in. And there's, if you would like to become a seller of it, a vendor of it as well, it's just that this stuff is that good. Have our own testimonies, but I don't want to give that here. But people that do, Jada told you a lot of all of what you need to know, but is even much, much more. So we will bring that to you. Looking forward to that. All right, so let's jump into what's in the news. Man, time is flying. And today's show is August the 22nd, 2017. Today's show is going to be The Birth and Death of a Nation, an American Scam. Remember how back in the day they had the birth of the nation? Well, the death of the nation is at hand, and this is all coordinated, ladies and gentlemen. It's an American scam. That's today's show, and we're going to be jumping into that right after we get out of what's in the news. So let's jump into what's in the news. First article I posted from What's in the News: the color revolution is coming here to America. This came from Russia Insider. Check out that article. Next article from Bloomberg. A lot of stuff is going on. The Treasury Secretary, it says his name is I call him Mnuchin. His name is Mnuchin. I call him Mnuchin. Mnuchin to visit Fort Knox, assuming America's gold is still there. The celebrity figurehead U.S. Treasury Steve Mnuchin. They say his name is Mnuchin. I can't say it like that. It's hard. It's just Mnuchin. Mnuchin, yeah, there you go. We'll check out the nation's gold stash while he plays a rare visit to Fort Knox on Monday, which was yesterday, while keeping an open mind to the future projects. I assume the gold is still there. The former Hollywood producer joked at an audience in Louisville, Kentucky, 40 miles outside of, and then he said something that the gold is safe. Gold is safe. Now, This is the system telling you everything. 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 It's about to be very, very destabilizing. Yes, gold is safe, but Fort Knox may not have any gold, safe gold. Or if it does have gold, it ain't theirs no more. Major, 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 major thing. We'll cover this on a little more later on in the week, probably Financial Friday. We got some things we definitely need to talk about there. Next, this comes from The Acting Man. why there will be no 11th hour debt ceiling deal, a new milestone of American populist conservative pursuing of insolvency has reached this week, according to the published on Tuesday by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. Total U.S. household debt jumped to a record high of $12.84 trillion. Dang. Go on. During the second quarter. Woo, y'all. Let me just say this. There's some things that we are definitely active and I had to step away a little bit and to do a lot of research and digging and stuff. There's some things that we all should be engaging in and getting ready for. This is definitely crazy. We'll pick up this on Financial Friday as well. There won't be no, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. The default is already happened. It's only going to continue. I just hope that it doesn't take everyone down with it. Hopefully it won't be you as well. Hopefully it won't be us. Hopefully it won't be me. Hopefully it won't be us collectively. Hopefully it won't be us unnecessarily. But there has to be things that you do to make sure that that doesn't happen, or as much as you possibly can. Up to you. I know what I've chosen, and I know what many of other people have chosen, and I love working with those individuals because I learned so much and gained even more. It's just crazy. All right, so next article. This is from Natural News. Beware of the dark side of humanity during any collapse. While there has been countless books, movies, and television shows about life after some type of apocalyptic event, chances are none of us ever will actually be forced to experience what it's like to try to rebuild society from the ground up. So, but I would agree with this. Beware of the dark side of humanity. Next article. This one comes from Press TV. Press TV, U.S. war hawks hail Trump's Afghanistan plan. Pro-war American politicians commented on celebrity figurehead President Trump for making a commitment to prolong military presence in Afghanistan and a clear U-turn from his campaign pledges to end the now 16-year occupation of Afghanistan. Let's stop right there real quick. Been there 16 years, the longest war campaign. But it's not actually. This has always been in a state of war, and you know that from how it's a police state and how it runs itself. But stick back to here. Afghanistan, the longest, has been there 16 years. Let me ask y'all something. Does Afghanistan have any form of military to defend itself from the U.S.? No. Does it have any ballistic missiles at all? No. Does it have any artillery and all of that other stuff? No. Does it have a formalized military to defend itself from? No, not at all. Does it have any nuclear capabilities, weaponized nuclear capabilities? No, not at all. And we all know some of the reasons why it's taken, you know, and what's being done is there's the extracting and the colonization and the stealing and the wealth transfer of taking out Afghanistan's wealth and giving it to other nations. You know that's one of the reasons why it's been 17 years. Well, let me just ask you something. If Afghanistan doesn't even have an Air Force, an Army, a Navy, any formalized defense organization, and it took you 17 years, which we know is all a part of the scam, but still, all in all, it took you 16 years, what makes you think that you can deal with North Korea for 3 days? And it's amazing how this propaganda gets pushed around. Even though they're stealing, and that's the main reason for prolonging everything in Afghanistan, but still it's taken 16 years. What makes you think that you can deal? What makes us think that the U.S. could ever deal with North Korea by itself, let alone with it being backed by China and being backed by Russia, being backed by Iran, being backed by Venezuela, being backed by eventually South Korea? Oh, yeah, they will unify that, the unification. 17 years, and you want to deal with, and you want to mess with somebody that has a capable force? Don't buy this stuff, y'all. So check out that article. Next article, I got this one from Russia Insider. Washington warmongers popping champagne after Bannon's ousting. Talking about Steve Bannon. Bannon has had his problems. He was toxic on Iran, and yet on so many other issues, Syria, Afghanistan, Korea, for example, he was determined, if not always effective, opposition to Washington's intervention and rethinking and group things. For example, just days ago, he said this on North Korea, and I'm going to come back to that in itself. So we'll come back to that. Next article, this comes from The Independent. Donald Trump is eyeing Afghanistan's $1 trillion mineral reserves. Experts say getting hold of them is a pipe's dream. No, not going to let you get a hold of that. Next article, U.S. and South Korea stages huge military exercise starting yesterday, despite tensions, and I think that's going to blow up even further. Next article from Press TV, China warns U.S. against contacts with Taiwan. China has warned the U.S. against military contracts with Taiwan ahead of a brief visit by the U.S. By the defense minister of the self-ruled island territory. Check out that article. Next article. This one comes from oilprice.com. Oil tanker and a U.S. destroyer collide in Singapore Straits. This is the third one that has happened in just this summer. Something's going on, in my opinion, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Pearl Harbor are part of the false flag events that are happening, and it is unfolding. No coincidence at all. So check out that article. Next article from the South China Morning Post. U.S. Navy halts all operations worldwide after Singapore collision. Next article from Press TV. The Sunni U.S. trade war has a ripple effect on global economy. Check out that article. Next article, this from the U.S. Weekly from yesterday. Celebrity figurehead Donald Trump stares at the sun without glasses during solar eclipse. I just put that one in because it was funny. I just thought that was hilarious. Next article. This one comes from Natural News. NASA may accidentally set off Yellowstone supervolcano in a risk effort to prevent it from blowing. Yep, you know what they're doing. Next article. And this was from The Acting Man. The future of the third world. And I'm going to tell you this, ladies and gentlemen. The third world is going to be here. But there's a very, very important quote by Thomas Paine. And I want you all to remember this. It says, to argue with a person who has renounced the use of reason is like administering medicine to the dead. Great quote. Check out that article. Next article from Press TV. Iran's biggest gold mine beats production estimates. One of the Middle East's biggest gold mine in northwest Iran has beat quarterly productions. Oh, that's why the U.S. wants Iran. That's why they named all of these countries Syria, Iran, North Korea, Libya, Venezuela. Oh, that's why they named all of these countries Iraq, Iran, because they have something that's very, very valuable. See, the thing is that the system knows the importance of assets. We don't. We know cream. Cash rules everything around me. So check out that article. Next article from Russia Insider. Russia turns to cryptocurrencies to counter U.S. sanctions. Check out that article. Next one from CBS News. After warship collide, Navy calls for a review of incidents in the Pacific. check out that article. Next article, I got this one from John Rappaport, Goldman Sachs president of the United States. And they're talking about all of them have been nothing but puppets for the bankers and all. So check out that. Check out that article. Next article from First Post. China media warns of trade war after India imposes anti-dumping duties on 93 products. Again, sorry, that whole situation in today. Last night, celebrity figurehead said something about Afghanistan, and he said something about Pakistan and how they're harboring and it's in their Pakistan's best interest. You know what that's really all about, right? Like I said a while back ago, the BRIC nations, a very, very important part of the BRIC nations is what India is going to do as part of the BRIC nations. And the BRIC nations is made up of Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. Because India has always been a staunch ally of the U.S., and I know that they were probably one of the last ones to turn their backs on the U.S. Well, not be the last, but they will, but they won't do it right now. And right now, India and China, and I've always said that India and China are actually arch enemies from long ago, and they actually shoot at each other on their borders. Well, this is where this is coming out to, and I wasn't surprised, and I knew that this would be one of the flashpoints, and these are some of the flashpoints that I knew were going to give indication of how close we were to everything changing and for where I needed to start to do things differently. Actually, these were markers, indicators of where we are and where we're going. So when they talked about Pakistan last night, they were really talking about aggravating the situation between India and China. And that's why today the celebrity figurehead Rex Tillerson said it is in the best interest of Pakistan, who is a nuclear capable country, to do what's right, and so that their country will have security, so that they can best secure and have the best opportunity at securing their country. What does that mean? That is a Washington political talk for a threat. Their security. What does that mean? That means they're going to be totally destabilized. And they're going to be destabilized because that is going to be a flashpoint that can turn into war immediately. And once these two nuclear nations between Pakistan and India, and India and China almost on the verge, once that stuff goes, it's going to spread throughout the world, and it's going to be martial law quickly here. Because that's where things are shaping up, and this is why we want to get you all prepared. So check out that article. Next article, this one comes from very, very important. Here we go. Here it comes from Reuters. North Korea, this is from Reuters. North Korea shipment to Syria, chemical arms agency intercepts, UN report. Two North Korean ships to shipments to Syria government agencies responsible for the country's chemical weapons program were intercepted in the past 6 months, according to a confidential UN report on North Korea sanctions violation. You see what they're doing? Weapons of mass destruction again. Here come the... So now is North Korea giving it to Syria. This is all a part of the plan, ladies and gentlemen. Here it comes. Next article. From Reuters, China defends ally Pakistan after Trump's criticism. Why does China and Pakistan defending Pakistan? Because Pakistan is arch enemies with India and the U.S. So you see how this is all playing out? These proxy wars are going to lead to all-out World War III that will turn into GWN1, Global Nuclear War 1. I think, and I definitely see tactical nukes being used. Next article from Global Times. India should not be illusions of a border talk at the BRICS summits. The BRICS summits is coming up. China said, forget about talking about the border stuff. So that whole thing is going to explode there, too. And it's all being done and coerced in a timed event. The implosion is definitely timed. Next article from the South China Morning Post. U.S. new sanctions on China. U.S. places new sanctions on Chinese firms aimed to halt Pyongyang's support, basically support for North Korea. And China was pissed about that. So all coming together here, y'all. Next article from South China Morning Post. U.S. Navy collision poised growing threat to China ship. U.S. Navy collision poses growing threat to Chinese ships. So what is China going to do? And I said this a while ago. China is going to say, hey, because of the interest of safety and everything else, U.S. military naval vessels will not be allowed in the South Sea of China. And the U.S. is going to say, yes, we are. And say, no, you can't. It's too many accidents. You had to. You're not coming back in here. It's too crowded, and your overall systems are failing, and you're a danger. And the U.S. is going to say, yes, we are. And boop, somebody's going to get popped. It's going to explode. It's all being set up, ladies and gentlemen, as a disguise. The key to magic is not to trick you, but to make you believe. So that's what's in the news. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit **. I will see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. I'm back on the board, so I'll be able to see you. And today's show is The Birth and Death of a Nation, an American Scam. I would love to hear from you all today at any time. If you have any thoughts that you want to or any questions that you want to ask or any thoughts that you want to share, very, very important. There is no coincidence in what you're seeing happening right now. It is all a part of the overall global plan, and it's the birth and death of a nation. It's an American scam, and the scam is going to replay itself, but by different means and different methods in the future, but it will have the same objective, because it has now having the same objectives of the past. Let me just say this. The alt-right and the alt-left are both being paid by the same side. And it's serving a purpose for everything. And this is the purpose to destabilize. And we are definitely going to see a lot of that. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation today, we'd love to hear from you all. Just before we do that, it was something else. No, I think I got it all. Okay, yep, I think I got it all. All right, so want to jump into, you know, I definitely want to reiterate, everyone, keep vigilant about what's going on and be prepared for things to drastically change and be prepared for anything. We are definitely in the, what I like to call, in the instigating phase before the point of no return is reached. And what I mean by the point of no return, the point where it's undeniable that, hey, something is up. And I don't be surprised if in the very near future, like before the summer is up, before fall kicks in, like within the next month, some major, major events fall into place, because that will destabilize, and then there'll be a major event that will be kind of small and will build and build, and then it will just explode into something huge. And it could be out of Djibouti, it could be out of the border in China and India, it could be Pakistan and India, it could be in Venezuela, it could be in the South Sea of China, which I definitely anticipate it being there, as well as in Djibouti, and as well as in the Middle East. Syria is all of these things are still on the table, because they are there for a reason. If you notice, it is having global confrontation, because we're about to go into the best way to have plausible deniability for the death of empires is by war and the overall expenditure of debt and debt default. There is somebody that used to be rich that the spigot has turned off on, and the spigot of riches has been turned off on, and that overall nation, because of that, will overextend itself militarily and try to force its will when it can no longer force anyone to do anything, because it doesn't have the means. And that's where we are. We've been here before in history, and is going to reignite itself again. And we're talking, I'm going to be blunt about it, the U.S. purge is happening, and it will no longer be what you have been accustomed to be in the future. In the next 5 years, it will be a marked change. In the next 5 years, I do anticipate the overall untied states of America to be in place, for the country that you formerly known as the United States will no longer be in existence. This celebrity figurehead stuff in government and everything else, they're going to have their sacrifice. Is a destabilization that is, and they put all the right characters in place for things to go awry, and then lo and behold, they got everyone cattled and herded right where they want them to be for just that overall event. That's what the system needs, that's what the system energizes, and that's what the system gets, unless there's another force that's more, that is more determined, more resilient than that force that's being applied to go in one direction. Okay, so that's where we are. And I don't anticipate the celebrity figurehead person that you see now as president being president for much longer than 3 to 4 more months. And a lot of people would say good. No, it's not good, because this whole thing is a sham. The whole American scam. But what's going to happen in that is there's going to be a displacement in so many different ways that is going to cause for instability here, while there will be bunches of troops abroad. And then there will be the overall splitting of the military itself. And we talked about this a while ago here on Tando. I do see that they will try to split them, and that is going to be huge. That is going to be huge. And what is that going to bring? There's not going to be a civil war. Not going to be a civil war. It's going to be the fall of an empire. And in that fall of that empire, that is going to gain the system more strategical positioning in the world. They will gain more wealth, they will gain more assets, and the most important asset is the human energy asset, that tangible, that intrinsical value that each and every human being has in their talents and their abilities is an asset that is almost as precious as silver. Almost as precious as silver. And the displacement and the overall dysfunction that we're going to see will be on a massive scale. And it will be one for the ages. It will be recorded many years from now about what happened, and people will hear about it, and they'll look back and they say, wow, what was going on back then? What were they thinking? How stupid were they to do that? But see, as long as you continue to go to their schools and they continue to miseducation or to domesticate you, the general pupils will always regurgitate what the system feeds them. And it will be synthetic and nothing natural. So I definitely, you know, there was a story also that Scotty had posted in BTR News, how the military was against, I didn't get to read it, I saw it, but the military was against racism. The reason why they're playing that card, and I'm not saying they're playing that card from that is not true. Yes, it was all put together for a reason, but there's a reason why they want to emphasize that.
Dave,
the most effective weapon that has ever been created was the printing press. Because of propaganda. I think Scotty, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, I did read the story. Sister Patricia Johnson had sent it to me and asked me if it was real, if it was a fake news story or whatnot, and I checked it out, and it's real. But they have to say that. Again, I keep telling people, these people are not superior because of some skin color. The U.S. military is the most powerful on the planet because of the money they spend on it. But the manpower, and that manpower is and woman power is very diverse. okay? A lot of non-white people for those in the classification of this racist nation, how they use racial classifications. But it's a lot of Hispanics, a lot of black people, Native Americans, Pacific Islanders. And so they're not so they have to come out and say that, but they didn't directly denounce Trump or mention him by name because he's the commander in chief. And so therefore, you know how it is. You can't have a subordinate publicly, but their concern, excuse me.
He'll be right back. Yeah, right.
Yeah, what I was saying was morale. And over the years, the propaganda, at times I purposely talk to people who are in the military. I purposely play my veteran card. And I purposely propagandize to them. So they are concerned. They are shook. Because, like I said last week, I'm going to go over here and fight so-called ISIS. And you got white supremacist terrorists running people over in the... Sorry about that. I'm eating something dry and I don't have no water nearby. But yeah, you got all this terrorism, slavery going on, and you defending that.
Right. Right. It's the perfect and see, what's happening is that one of the things, if you look at history, when empires collapse, they collapse because of their debt and their overextension in military bases around the world to further colonize their agenda. And that's what the U.S. has right now, and they can't afford to do it. They can't afford to do it. The rest of the world can...
What do you think the impact would be if in the next year in two, let's just, again, say minorities, using, you know, one of their terms, but if all minorities decided I'm not reenlisting, like I decided after the Gulf War, what if more parents talked to their children and said, find another way to get college money or something like that? What do you think, with all of that hardware, it ain't worth a damn without competent people to run it?
Yep. Yep. And let me tell you, this destabilization, and a lot of people don't know this, and I'm going to say something that said it before, but I'm going to make it a little more clear. Within the intelligence community, within the different branches of the militaries and everything else, there are individual groups that fight against other groups within the U.S. military. Case in point, you heard a friendly fire, okay, but that's, you know, supposed to be an accident. But there is actually targeting, where different organizations within the military industrial complex and within the corporate complex, within the militia group and everything else, where they will actually target so-called American troops or American assets that they themselves are American as well, because that means nothing. I'm going to tell you something really quickly before we go to break, and I hope you catch it. There is no such thing as the United States of America. It's just like a mirage in a facade. Just like the sky looks as if it is blue, but that is just the bending of the overall reflection of light. There is no blue sky. It's just like there is no America. There is no United States. That's a mirage and a disguise that has been put into place to control you and your energy. And that whole thing, and I say that for this reason, there is no loyalty. It's only agendas. And the agendas will have, this is why you will have NDAA. NDAA is what I'm speaking about, where there will be Americans that will be targeted by the military industrial complex. Most people didn't read when they read when they saw about the Patriot Act and NDAA. They said this is wrong. It is, but they didn't really get what was going on. What is really going on is the agenda to target people to maintain control. It has nothing to do with the falsehood and the facade. While you continue to look at the facade, they are dealing with the truths that they are creating. This is how we get lost in the sauce. And we are so easily manipulated to not know what's going on and not to have a formalized, appropriate response to prosperity and sovereignty. So, listen, get ready to go to a commercial break. We got a caller out of Michigan. We're going to come to you, area code 616. We'll be right back to you after the commercial break. There's a lot that's going on, then we're going to get further into today's show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Everything that you're seeing right now, we've been telling you about, trying to get you all prepared for and prepared for it mentally to have the appropriate response, because there's going to be some opportunities that will definitely come up in the future. So want you to seize on those as this wealth transfer happens. Want to make sure that it stops with you and is able to replenish you and your family and for further sustainability. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back. We'll go to the caller that's there. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., coming to you live today. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. We got a couple of callers in queue. I want to go to them before we further jump into today's show. The first caller was calling out of Michigan. It's the area code 616. I think that's, I'm not quite sure. I just want to make sure. Caller out of 616, welcome to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment? Very cool, 616.
What's up, my brother? How are you?
Brother Davis, I thought that was you. I didn't want to say, what's going on, Brother Davis? How you feeling?
Oh, man, I'm superb, brother. I'm out on the farm, first of all. Hey, I want to give you a shout on next show tomorrow night, one. And two, I also want to holler at people about the eclipse. I hope that they had a positive experience, as well as I hope they did a little research so that they could understand how that affects their lives in reference to being a solar activity. And three, I wanted to add that tomorrow night's show is going to be on synthetic food. If you've seen imitation lobster, imitation fish, imitation meat, imitation egg, this is all a part of the depopulation of the world that is going on right under your nose, because the United States does not require you to be knowledgeable about what they sell you. And believe me, they're putting steroids on this. So I look forward to tomorrow night's show. Those of you who are going to be listening, please have pens and papers together, because we're going to talk about some things that I know you may have or you may not have known, but you should know, because none of this stuff is good for your health. And that's why it's part of the population plan. So look forward to tomorrow night, brother, anytime we all. Remember, it's an act of love. Look forward to everybody
that's right.
coming on the next day. You got an expert show. Keep it up, brother. I got my ear in the air.
Wait, Brother Davis, hold on real quickly. I'm so glad you're going to do synthetic food. So, so important. Everyone needs to, because that synthetic has a low, low frequency and is the frequency of rigor mortis, death. And, you know, Brother Davis, it was was out at the grocery store. And while we were there, I looked at some of the fruit. And made the comment. I said, look at this fruit. Look at these so-called nectarines. They're as swollen as someone that's on steroids. The food is all on steroids. I've never seen. And I know you're going to cover that, Brother Davis. And I'm glad you're doing that because it has such a detrimental effect on our how we resonate. And I don't want to get into Brother Davis' show, but I'm glad Brother Davis is doing that tomorrow. You know, look at all the food that's just on steroids and it's just so swollen on steroids. So I'm looking forward to that, Brother Davis. And I'm glad that you and Sister Davis will be bringing that to everyone with the overall harmony that you all bring.
Yeah, well, brother, I'm going to tell you, at this stage of the game, there is not enough of us putting the truth out about what is happening to our food. And the sad part about it is when people go to the grocery store, they're going with a grocery list of items they want to buy. They're not considering if those items meet the level of nutritional value that they anticipate. And we can no longer trust those who used to be able to be governing over our food to continue to do what they used to do. Because, see, the government is not the government no more. The government is a part of wing of corporate control that everybody that has a profitable margin wants you to be a part of that profit margin. So we have to be diligent in what we do, and believe me, with some of the things that I've been finding out, I mean, I'm quite sure you've seen an imitation crab meat. Well, brother, listen, please, do your due diligence before tomorrow night's show. Pick up your phone to call, because I'm going to tell you, there is so much information out there that a lot of times I can't cover it all in our period of time.
And see, I know.
The more we inform of you, them people become vessels for information for other people that we can touch or may not have the due diligence of Black Talk Radio. So please come prepared and let's pass and transport information so that we can become more empowered as a people. I appreciate you, Brother Dave.
Yes. I appreciate and love you, Brother Davis and Sister Davis. So we'll stay in contact, and great, great show tomorrow. Synthetic food, so needed. So looking forward to that on Wise Wednesdays, which is always a Wednesday that is so wise. So we're looking forward to that tomorrow here on Tando Radio Show. Come with your questions and comments with Brother Davis and Sister Davis. The Davis team will be on tomorrow. Looking forward to that. All right. Next, we got another caller out of Atlanta. Area code 404. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name? And just, I saw the 404, so I know it is GA. Where are you calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, Brother Dave. Hey, Brother Scotty. It's Jada. How you guys doing?
Jada! What's happening, sister? How are you?
I'm doing all right. I can't complain, you guys.
I love y'all. I love y'all. Thank you for the picture, sister. Oh, man.
You're welcome.
Thank
you. I appreciate
Thank
it. I appreciate
BG.
What you guys do.
Yes, and so I look forward to doing a lot
right
of work. That's it. I look forward to all the things. And it was so funny, Jade. I talked to Kim today, and she says, oh, my goodness. Thank goodness for Jada. She really appreciates you and my man L.A. Ramon. And you know, everyone else, but she spoke about you, because you know y'all got that sisters from the city, you know.
Yeah, we got the
y'all,
LIC going.
Y'all
right
from
here.
The city, right?
Yeah.
So y'all got that. She truly. So it's good to let everybody know, you know, how important they are to people when they're going through different things, because everyone will go through things, but we don't go through them together to minimize the overall adverse effects of everything. And so you are so appreciated, you and Will, and I myself absolutely love you guys. But what's up, Jada? What's going on?
I appreciate you guys. Hey, I was watching something on YouTube, and it really disturbed me. As we know, like you guys said, the United States is, or you know, is a corporation. First of all, it's all dismantled, one. But then I was looking at something about artificial intelligence, and just like the CERN, there's this black box that actually is getting information from another dimension, and it's mm-hmm. like another form of nanotechnology. Have you heard about that? And
yes.
And they don't even know where the information is coming from, and that's out of this world. I mean, that is interesting
yes.
because people are not paying attention that they're even saying that this type of intelligence is actually taking over, but it's actually from another source or another dimension. Go ahead, brother. I'm sorry.
No. I was saying yes. Yeah, very, very familiar.
Oh,
I heard about
okay.
it. Yes.
So it was just interesting how these people are so bent on, like, trying to disprove that the creator is who he says that he is, that he created life, and they're trying to actually be the creator and create something that, you know, but they don't even know where the information is coming from, because one scientist basically said, I'm in love with this information, but at the same time, I'm scared because I don't know where it's coming from. So, and it doesn't add up. So if something happens or a disaster happens, you know, in fact, it was so crazy. They were talking about a car that was actually driving itself, and it was a chip that was put in the car, and the whatever information was taken over from this dimension, it actually, the car started to drive itself, and they don't know where the information came from because the human mind couldn't comprehend or even understand how to break down that information. And they, when the government asked them or whomever, or asked the corporation, where did they get the information, they were like, we don't know. So the government was like, well, you need to find out, because if anything happens, we need to have a face and a name to this information. But they couldn't put their finger on it. So there are a lot of incidents that are going to be happening with this new technology that actually is taking on a life of its own. So I just want to kind of want to put that out there.
Jada, it's... Oh, go ahead.
To me, it's interesting because we as a people and a group, we're so... we're not into research. We don't want to do things. Everything, just like with the eclipse yesterday, it was funny because I kept my kids home. Long story short, they didn't even care about the eclipse. They played in the hallway. I looked outside. I was like, okay, what's the big deal? I came inside. My son was like, well, ain't nothing happened. So we came inside. Everybody was just like, oh, the eclipse, you know, yeah. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Let's find out what's really going on, okay, because something happened yesterday that nobody's paying attention to. Anytime you focuses on one thing, something really went down behind the scenes, whether it was NASA or people doing too much and they're not paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
So something happened
yesterday,
Jada. And we just got to find out. So we're in the loop. So I'm just saying, when anytime it's all hyped up, like, oh, this is going on and everybody's all gone. Okay, something just passed. Something, a law just passed. Something happened. Something went down. But these one percenters, you know what I'm talking about? The ones who own $580 trillion of our resources. I'm just throwing it out there. Hello. And then want to act like and then act like we're savages. But meanwhile, behind look. And then I gotta say this real quick, and then I'm gonna get off. Sorry.
No,
that
you're good.
That show yesterday that brother Scotty had on yesterday was so awesome. When he talked about the origins of when the two brothers were on there and they talked about homosexuality, they talked about the culture, they talked about how the Greco-Europeans, and they broke it down so deep. Then they went into how it is affecting us as a culture today. And even in, I think it's either Ohio or Iowa, they had legalized bestiality. And I was like, that's on point. These people are doing some ratchet stuff behind closed doors. And they want to sit up there and talk about us as a people. And this is the mindset of people. I was looking at this woman of God. She was on YouTube, and she was talking about interracial dating. Okay, whoever does that, that's, I'm mad at you. But at the same time, there was this Caucasian man who believes that all black men should be exterminated. And he didn't like us as a people. He starts dating this black woman, right? But then hates the black man. Listen to the mindset of this. He says he has a webpage. I kid you not, talking about, you know, I don't see nothing wrong with having intercourse with animals. But then you want to turn around and date a woman of color? So you sleeping with this. Really, what are you injecting in you? Come on, talk. I said, wow.
Yeah.
That's deep. And she didn't even pay attention to it. So he winds up marrying her. And he says to himself, well, I love her. I'll go to bat for her. But as for any other nigger, and that's the word he used, excuse my language, bump them. They all could die for all I care. So really, what's really the mindset behind that? I'm just throwing it out there.
Right, right. Oh. And it, and you know what's it's so funny is that the overall playbook is, you know, you get a lot of, you destabilize people in so many different ways, by way of food, by way of, you know, give a child everything that a child wants that man makes, and that child will be a brat that's disturbed and unbalanced. Give a child everything that that child wants that the great creator has made, and that child will be a scientist. That child will be a master of a craft, will have a resource, and will have a vocation of stability. You see what the difference is? Huge.
Yeah.
And so it's, we have, and I think it's, you know, individually, collectively, but I think we always start with ourselves, and we have to be mindful of where we are, but we don't have to stay there. And that's what you do, that's what we do. And, you know, there are many people, and what I love about the great creator is that the great creator will never go against anyone's will. Doesn't matter what they will to do. If they will to destroy, to kill 90 million people, great creator allows that individual to make that sovereign choice, because sovereignty is just that important without interference. It's amazing if you really think about it. If you really, really think about it, you know, you hear, and I'm going to say this, maybe in the grand scheme of things, what we think is relevant don't mean anything at all. What really matters is how you execute your free will. And so it's, you know, like Jada was saying, while the focus will be on A, they're going to sneak something around while everybody's watching A, because they want to have position. And we have got to get our own position, our own strongholds, our own sovereignty, our own direction, without recognizing or without engaging and without giving energy to what those that mean us no good or those that mean harm to all, without giving everything we have. Man, so important. So yeah, so much is so much. And you know, in that instance, I'm like, you know, you would think, wow, what is this? How could this individual woman that engaged in him, how can she not see what this is all about? Because you and I can, we can't make nobody else do it. We all have our choices. And this is why I choose to be here with you all, because that's what really matters to me, our collective efforts. Look at what we're going to build. Man, Jada, like I said, Kim was so happy to have met you because of who you are and what can be built because of that. It's amazing. It is absolutely amazing. So, yeah, Jada, it's a lot of strange individuals and identities that are out
that's
there.
Weird.
And man, that is, I just don't, you know, how do you resonate with that? And this is what is actually having influence over young people, middle-aged people, and older people right now, to where everybody gives energy to it one way or another. And it's like a satellite in a repeater. It keeps repeating the destruction. It keeps repeating the destruction. And so what do people do? Play into it. So yeah, we building, and I appreciate you all. So let's jump into the show. Hold real quick before we get out, before we get into the show. Scotty says, he said for you, Jada, that was Melanated Roots that was live on air on Monday yesterday. Jada, so they come on awesome. Mondays after Tando. Yeah, Melanated Roots.
Melanated Roots. Thank you so much, Brother Scotty. That was an eye opener. And for those who really heard it, when you see how other groups have inculcated other cultures, and we actually have acclimated ourselves to these cultures because we don't want to do, like Brother Davis or Sister Davis would say, our due diligence and try to figure out who we are to the great creator, then you're going to mimic something that's not even real. So
right, it's not even you, right?
It's not even you. So why would you entertain that? That's silly. But I'm gonna get off the phone and I'm gonna mute myself. And y'all say awesome. I appreciate it. And I peace, blessings, and love, y'all. Thank you so much.
Yes, much love, much respect, and fortune. Give my regards to the VP and hug my man Michael Emmanuel and everybody else. Love you, Jada. Looking forward to hanging out with you guys when we hit Atlanta.
All right,
then. Bye-bye,
y'all.
All right, sister. So, definitely, it's so, so true. We have to not, we got to hold on to our identity. So, all right, check this out. So what we're going to do now is that I want to real quickly want to go into a little, without breaking everything down, I want us to really look at, without being surprised, that we really think that there was something called America? Or was it just an illusion that never really came into full fruition? I would say that it was always just an illusion. Yes, they had colors, but the colors is not a living entity. So America has always been a propagandized illusion, and it plays its role, and now its role is being diminished to being irrelevant, and the influence of relevancy is now switching. Where is it going? To the illusion known as the Far East. China, Russia, those areas are becoming more influential in the world by using the same propaganda of illusions. And what does that really do? You'll hear me always say on Tando Radio Show that the truth doesn't need you nor I, but you and I definitely need the truth, because the truth stands on its own. And the truth of the matter is that this illusion has become a person because of how much energy is given. Case in point, before a child, remember before your child was born, for many of you, for many of those of you that resonate in a certain way, especially, you spoke into existence your child before you even named your child. You hear me always say those that we have yet not named. Even though we speak about them, we actually put forward that energy, that harmony, that frequency for their overall existence. And from that, what happens? It materializes. Well, what happened here? There was a facade that was created, and everyone in the world gives energy to it now. Many people go, any places have you heard of the United States? They say, yes. And then you would ask them to, okay, well, what is the United States? And they will give this broad, elaborate example of what the United States is. But would it be true? Would it be real? And yes and no, it would be real. It would be real from this standpoint. It gets real energy from real people, but it's still an illusion. It's still an illusion. And there is a lot of technology. There's a lot of influences. There's a lot of falsehoods that are stealing energy to maintain an illusion. And one of the most important illusions to maintain is that you need to be a citizen of somewhere. You need to be a people instead of an individual working with other individuals in harmony. When, in fact, and in truth, I can show you a tree that was created by the great creator that has existence. We can see and actually engage in the earth that was created. We can see everything that's here that was created. But everything that man has created is an illusion or a lie. Why is that so important? Because once that illusion or lie is created, it has to be maintained in order for you to give, in order for us as collective groups to give energy to it. And this is why it needs to be complete turmoil involved in it. The deception has to get deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. It has no truth that it needs to bear. And because of that, we get so displaced and so unbalanced that we become crazy. Your body does not like resonating in falsehoods. Your spirit, your energy, it doesn't like resonating that way. And when we forcefully make it resonate in that way, it sets off a chemical chain reaction that is unbalanced, because the body and the trueness and the true existence of who you are was never designed to work that way. Brother Davis is going to have synthetic foods on tomorrow. Your body was never designed to live off of or to have sustainability off of synthetic food. So you won't have any real sustainability, nor do you really live. The artificial intelligence starts to become inseeded in the living entities. This is how AI becomes robotic. This is how it becomes completely arbitrarily an arbitrary power source of danger and destruction. And we're seeing this all being materialized right in front of our eyes at another right in front of us, but it's the same trick from the past. No longer do we learn from our past. We have to be schooled about it. No longer is there the truth that's passed down. It's the written lies and the curriculums of destruction. One of the most important things, one of the most significant things that the system has to maintain is it has to maintain the educational system that they dictate the agenda and the curriculum on. Because if you're taught to be in balance, then you will never ever be able to walk straight. You'll never be able to know the difference from being sovereign and being captive. You'll think your captivity is freedom, and you'll think that your sovereignty is nothing that you need to energize. It has no relevance, important. I just want to be like everybody else. I want to, why can't we just go along with the program? Have you ever heard people say that? Why can't you just go along with the program? Why can't you just go along with the lie? Can't you just go along with the deception? Why you got to create waves? Let me tell you why waves are so important. Waves are so important because that's how energy travels. And it systematically know this, and then the system indoctrinates and schools you to put up wave blockers in front of you. And you say, okay, Dave, so what does it got to do with America? Has this to do with everything that you see going on and what's happening? The system has taught us who your enemy is, who the problem is, who the solution is, who the God and trust you're supposed to have, what status that you're supposed to classify yourself as, where you're supposed to be at, what time you're supposed to be there, and without giving any other thought to anything else because you can't do it. And because of that, we become domesticated robots, and we become a threat to our own selves. It's mighty funny that in today's world, I'm going to just take, while I was on vacation, the thing that happened in the Carolinas. It's mighty funny that you didn't know nothing about that rally. You didn't know about nothing about these people coming from here and these people coming from there. But all them daggone people sure did, and the news people sure did know about that stuff, and they all was there reporting that stuff, and it caught you just like everybody else all by surprise. What the hell is this? Because it was lights, camera, action. It was all staged. And now out of that staged event, we all start giving energy to it. And when we give energy to it, it becomes alive. It becomes America. It becomes the land that had a creed that didn't have deeds that actually mirrored its creed. So it was always a lie. But in actuality, it never had a place to decide a creed because it never lived. The great creator didn't make it. The execution of an agenda of mankind instituted it. And it instituted a falsehood and a lie to deceive, to fraudulently steal, to manipulate, and more importantly, to subjugate. And this, over the ages, has been in existence and has been gaining more and more positioning on each generation because the generations don't live as long as they used to live before because of the overall synthetic nature in which we still live. Why would you have to invoke synthetic nature into people if you want to maintain the direction that's going right now? Because when you start to live longer and you start to have the overall proper diet and energy, that you get the proper energy from the living food, your whole consonance resonates differently and the lies become very apparent over time. How many of you remember when you were believing in Santa Claus? Then as you got older, it was harder for that lie to maintain itself with you. Why? Because as you were older, you were maturing. You were getting more balanced of your overall surroundings, and you can call bull stuff. So then they say, no, that's just a little white lie about different things. That's but everything has been a lie. Wasn't just Santa Claus that was a lie. And what do you see every December? You see that lie being perpetuated in attacking our children. And what do I'll never forget when a young child said, heard this child say around the so-called Christmas holiday season, very, very young child, in the mall, "Mommy, if you lie to me about Santa Claus, that means you'll lie to me about any and everything. You told me not to be dishonest, and you've learned to be dishonest." She was repeating what she heard her mother tell her, and she scolded her. And it was the truth coming from the mouths of babes. And this is what I say to you. For those of you, you've been lied to and told that you were in a falsehood and a facade known as America. If you continue to perpetuate that lie, you will lie to your children about any and everything else. You'll lie to yourself, and you can't be trusted. Your body can't trust you. Your love is flawed. Your existence is insincere. We really need to break the domestication that we've been taught, so that the prosperity which we can facilitate through our talents can actually be achieved. And as the one quote from Thomas Paine that was so true, "To argue with a person who has renounced the use of reason is like administering medicine to the dead." When are we going to be reasonable and stop denouncing reason, that there ain't no such thing as the United States and all this other stuff is a lie? And then guess what? All the costumes, all of the falsehoods and all of the lies will stop immediately. But here's the problem. We have renounced the use of reason. So we become dead. And the system wants dead around. The system wants you to be so infirm that you have blind faith. The system wants you never to eat of the tree of knowledge, so that you'll know with good reason the lies and the deception. The system wants you to be bare naked, because when you're bare naked, you're dependent on someone else to provide for you, when you could be providing for yourself. The domestication of all has been a methodical plan of the few, and has been working very well for so long. Why wouldn't you want to know the difference between good and evil? Because if you don't know the difference between good and evil, you won't know good reason. You won't be able to defend yourself from lies. And without good reason, when you reject good reason and you renounce good reason, that means that you've been dead to the truth. There is no medicine that could bring you back to life. But I would say, the great creator has made the trees. For every disease that man has created in the laboratories, and every disease that man has created in the bowels of subjugation and in imprisonment, for every disease that man created, there's a herb that the great creator has to cure you of it. From the mental illness to the common cold. And without those infirmities, and without that affliction in your body, many of you would live healthy, healthy, prosperous lives for centuries upon centuries upon centuries. What's the difference between the sequoias in California that live for hundreds and hundreds of years? They live in the natural state that they were placed in. They live in that truth. And the only thing that adversely affects them are those around them that have decided not to live in that. See, we say that the animals and the trees, they're all wild. They don't know. They, you know, but we know because we've been properly schooled. And in actuality, we know nothing at all. We know only to carry lies. There's a lot of lies that we're carrying and we will be carrying in the future if we continue to do what we've been doing in the past. The only way that the truth will become relevant to us, to where we realize that we need the truth, is if we stop doing what we've done before and what we've been domesticated to do in the past. There has to be a change of consciousness. We can't continue to do, we can't use the same consciousness that created the problem. So as we start to see things falsely, all the false flags and the falsehoods start to perpetuate themselves throughout the world. It's going to be here, there, there. It's going to be in your neighborhood. It's going to be there. It's going to be in that state, in this so-called state. All of these are lies, lies, lies. These are all diversionary tactics of deception to subjugate. Not just you, but everybody you know. Have you ever noticed in the wild, birds don't run into other animals. But once you put a stoplight up to direct traffic, to direct people and where they're supposed to go, where they're supposed to be, this is where you have accidents. Because that's not a natural process that we should be engaging in at all. And by doing things that are unnatural, what happens to your body? Your body starts to get different. If you start to do everything that you're supposed to do, what will your body do? It will grow and grow stronger. So if you start to do everything that you're not supposed to do, what will your body start to do? It will grow weaker. Whatever you give energy to is going to grow and live. And when we give energy to different things of destruction, that overall destructive path grows and gets stronger and becomes more relevant and becomes more prevalent. And before you know it, it becomes accepted, and there's the renouncing of use of reason. And I say this for this reason. This is how the birth of a nation starts and the death of a nation. The great creator never created any nation statehood at all. But man schooled you that you needed a nation. You needed to build a nation. You needed statehood. You needed governance. Do you see how relevant and what they're going to? They are ensuring that their agenda and their objectives will be made and met by those that they subjugate. How is this done? It's done by the lies of schooling. I remember as my children were growing, I could never tell them the lie of Santa Claus. no matter how cute it was, no matter how accepted it was in everybody else's house and everyone else's culture and everyone else, regardless of how much influence it had, I couldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. Because if I lied to my children, I've always said, then I will accept the other lies, then I have to accept all the other lies that other people will tell my children. It goes with the territory. It creates an existence. You give life to it all. Here's why, in my opinion, why this is so important. There are many lies that we're giving way too much energy to right now. And because of that, those lies, there's a reason why those lies get invoked and get re-stirred up. Because they notice that there's a truth movement. They notice that there are people that are starting to want to find more truths about things. And they don't want to resonate, and they realize the imbalance and the destructive nature of being unreasonable and without reason and without self, the power of self-thought, deductive reasoning. The system never wants you to think for yourself. The system always wants you to carry the agenda that they placed on your back. At different times, in different points in the human cycle, because the human spirit is so relentless, through all of the radiation, through all of the bombardment, through all of the poison water, food, the poison environments, the poison entertainment, the poison drugs, the everything else, through all of that, there's still this powerful resonance of life that every person has. And sometimes their sorcery and their medicine don't always work on individuals, and those individuals start to resonate a certain way, and then that brings a truth to other people, and other people say, I noticed something about that person. She resonates different. He does this. It's something sincere about that, and then they see, yes, that's really who I am too, and I want to resonate, and then it starts to multiply itself. And it starts to multiply itself by in a natural defensive way. And when it starts to resonate, believe me, those that have given great energy to subjugate, they know what they have to do to maintain it, and they can feel the change. They know the overall power of frequencies because they have to try to keep those frequencies in submission. So they know the power when it just goes off. And when it does, they realize that, uh-oh, we better do something now to get the herd, the cattle, back in the direction that we want them to go. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is you. The system realizes that, think about it, how we all came to Black Talk Radio Network. It wasn't a coincidence. Think about all of the relationships that have been put together without us even asking. But as my man, Brother Bragg, said, it just comes to me because you're an antenna for it. And think of all of those relationships that have been established in truth. That is the great threat. And this is not just going on among ourselves, even though each and every one of you are special. It is happening with all the special people because everyone is special. But see, some will continue to energize it and some will turn it off. They'll turn it on for a little while, then they'll turn it off. But there's something about those that don't turn it off. And when you engage yourself in that for so long, you become a master of it because it was already in you. It's not anything that, you know, one of the falsehoods is that you need to have the proper mastering of another man or this and that. No. What it is that you, what is helpful is the sharing of experience, but everyone is uniquely different. This is why you all hear certain things and you resonate with certain things, and you already knew that. You already knew it was already there in your spirit. Do you know that every single person you already know was going to happen way before it happens? But the system has taught us to stand in line one after another to turn that off. They have to start early. They got to get that child to buy that lie, because if that child will accept that lie, there's a truth, a universal truth. Those that engage in lies will be in that lying frequency. But they got to get those children right away. Parents, stop lying to our children. No matter what the circumstances is, no matter what it is, you can't lie to your children. It's a very destructive force that you are hampering them to, and it is a captive cage that they may never be able to break out of. Speak the truth in the land of lies. Be the truth in a den of deception. So that when this next event happens, you'll be able to discern that this is all BS, lying, controlling BS, and I'm going to go in a different direction. While everybody energizes here, I'm going to be building over there. And watch how much momentum, watch how much overall time and space you will control. So, man, time flies. It's one article I wanted to read to you, but wasn't really necessary. What is necessary is you. For us to be as truthful. And when we're truthful, there are some things that we have to start to scrub out in our lives. That's growth. We should never move away from the opportunity to grow. We should never pass a mirror and look at where we're going from an honest reflection of who we are. So, everyone, just want to say greatly appreciate you all. Brother Braggs, I missed you this morning. Was so busy, was caught up. Definitely catch up. Hit me up in the morning, Brother Braggs. So I just want to say to you all, just, man, I greatly appreciate you. There's a lot that we got going on and more that we're going to bring. And so the rest of the week, tomorrow, Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis, Synthetic Foods. Then there's a media piece that I want you all to hear on Thursday. And then we're going to have on Friday. And at some time, I'm going to try to, once we get everything situated with Kim, we'll come back and bring to you before we put the petition out. We'd love to hear and engage with you all. Because all of us collectively together, this is going to be the campaign that we're going to be going with. So remember, be the truth. You never have to worry about anything else. And because of that, you will have a very sincere eternity. So we're going to get out of here. And I just want to say it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. and greatly, greatly appreciate you all. Looking forward to looking at this beautiful, beautiful journey with you all, because it is so funny and the strength of you all is so great. So we're getting ready to get out of here. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Brother Braggs, would you chime us out of here? And we'll talk to you all soon. Peace, peace. Much love, much respect.
Peace, peace.
Peace, peace, Brother Braggs.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons.